Right, let's turn our focus to the game on Wednesday night. Big, big game for Huddersfield Town as they look to regain some kind of form after what have been a difficult couple of games. The opposition, Norwich City. There's lots to talk about with Norwich, so let's find out what we need to know with the sports reporter from the Eastern Daily Press, joined by David Freezer. David, welcome.
Afternoon, how are we doing?
Yeah, very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Now, as we get ready for the game, there is a lot when it comes to off-the-field stuff to talk about with Norwich. We'll move on to that shortly, but we know that it's finally been a case that the managerial change happened in the last month or so. Results have been patchy. Talk us through how things have been for Norwich recently.
Well, yeah, there always seems to be off-field problems of some kind with Norwich City, but Alex Neil dismissed last month after they sunk to 9 points outside the playoffs, and we've been in kind of a state of limbo ever since, because the club have decided that they want to put in a new structure, and that's going to be similar to what Huddersfield have at the moment. So they want to appoint a sporting director, and then they want a head coach. So previously Alex Neil had just been your traditional manager, and he dealt with the transfer side of things as well. But they feel that the transfer market, or certainly the transfer windows, haven't really gone to plan in recent years. So they've been looking at ways they can do that differently, and that's the way they want to go. But, 7 points outside the playoffs, and although it's mathematically still possible, they just haven't sort of shown the steel and organisation to suggest that they're going to be capable of getting into that top six, let alone doing anything if they finish there.
Just to the off-field things then, when it comes to the model that Huddersfield Town have, as we've seen, as a director of a football-style role, there's then a head coach role. Norwich looking to follow that. It looks as though Norwich looking to follow it in the sense of bringing some of those who've made Huddersfield so successful in. Stuart Webber has been the talk now for the last month or so. Then statements coming from Huddersfield of him now being on gardening leave. What's the latest as you're hearing it on that, David?
As far as we know, it's a done deal. It's just a case of dotting the I's and crossing the T's with Huddersfield. But this game obviously provides that opportunity to have those final conversations, I guess. We're expecting that it will be confirmed after the game, either on Thursday or Friday. Norwich then are back at home on Saturday against Reading. So we're expecting that Webber will be here by then. Clearly, he's on gardening leave, so although he can't be working in an official capacity for the club, I'm sure he'll be scheming and making his plans so that he can hit the ground running when he gets here, and he'll need to. Ed Balls is the chairman here, and he, when Alex Neil left, he said that they wanted the head coach and the sporting director structure in place before the end of the season so that they can go into the summer making their transfer dealings as quickly as possible and doing everything as soon as they can so that they hit the ground running at the start of next season and get straight back into the promotion race, because they've never really sustained a promotion push this year. In October, they were top of the table. They were at Newcastle and they were 3-2 up going into injury time. Managed to lose that 4-3, and it's basically fallen apart from there.
Now we know that Alan Irvine in charge of on-field matters. Most recent game was a 2-0 loss to Aston Villa. Has he changed much compared to how Alex Neil had Norwich playing?
No, not at all. No, Alan was brought in by Alex last summer. They got rid of Gary Holt, who was first-team coach alongside Frankie McAvoy. Gary Holt, very popular former player here. Also played locally towards the end of his career with Lowestoft Town. So that was a bit disappointing from fans' point of view. But Alan Irvine was brought in, very experienced guy, spent a lot of time at Everton, manager at Preston and at West Brom. So seems like a good guy to have in the background. And he's been a safe pair of hands since Alex has left. But he really hasn't made many changes to the team, the style or anything. It's been much the same. The result on Saturday was sort of a prime example, losing 2-0 at Aston Villa. Their away form has been absolutely dreadful. There's only bottom of the table Rotherham have conceded more goals away from home than Norwich. I think it's 40 now in 20 games, so that's pretty dreadful. They haven't shown any sign of turning that around away from home under Alan. So we're not expecting much in the way of change, because from his point of view, he's not been given any kind of assurances of his long-term future. He may well go when the new structure is put in place. So it's not in his interest to start blooding youngsters or anything like that. He just needs to kind of try and get the best out of what he's got.
Wednesday night's game is going to be on TV, as was the first meeting between the two sides at Carroll Road, which Huddersfield won 2-1 in that game. What have you made of Town?
Yeah, they've done brilliantly. Yeah, I mean, the bit of style that they have brought with their results this season has been so impressive. And to be third at this stage of the season, I think everybody in the Championship has just been expecting them to tail off at some point. I remember Aaron Moy was very, very good at Carroll Road that night, and a lot of Norwich fans were saying, well, why haven't we got any of this sort of talent from a Premier League club on loan for the season to bolster what we've got? He was very good. And from what I've seen, they look a very solid unit. They're all playing for David Wagner. And, you know, that's the sort of good base to build from. And that's really what Norwich have never felt like a collective unit this year after relegation from the Premier League last year, which was a bit of a mess. Alex Neil sort of took responsibility for maybe some bad mistakes along the line. A lot of fans wanted to see him go, but everybody at Huddersfield, it seems, fans, players, boardroom, are all behind David Wagner because he's really overachieving with what he's got.
Final question, David. In Wednesday's game, who is it that the Town fans should be looking for from Norwich that if we let him play, Norwich usually seem to do all right?
Well, Wes Hulan's out injured. He's sort of Norwich's perennial playmaker, so you probably won't have to worry about him. He might make the bench, but would be a little bit of a surprise. Cameron Jerome and Nelson Oliveira, the strikers, they're probably the two who have avoided criticism, really, because they've both scored fairly consistently throughout the season. Oliveira got a silly red card at Rotherham at the start of this year and then an injury, which has sort of hindered him. But he's got a lot of talent. Otherwise, it's the Murphy twins who are very lively wingers. They're only 21. Jacob just recently made his England under 21 debut, and if you give them space out wide, then they'll hurt you.
Yeah, well, hopefully Town will manage to keep all of those guys under wraps. It is a huge game on Wednesday night. Huddersfield Town against Norwich City. Thank you for giving us the Norwich perspective from the Eastern Daily Press. David Freezer.
Cheers. Thanks very much.